The current avian influenza in South Africa is quite serious. The strains that are doing rounds are the H5 and the H7, and we see huge impact in the commercial poultry sector. And there are losses that are reported mainly in the parent stock for breeders of layers and the broilers. In terms of the scale, to date, the numbers that I'm sitting with is roughly around about 102 facilities that has been reported. And of course, the numbers can keep changing as we receive more data. Now, the question then could be, what is being done at the moment? What is being done is there are conversations and various meetings that are taking place between the poultry industry, agriculture industry at large, the government and the retailers to think about the biosecurity measures that needs to be put in place to curb the spread of the disease. And most of those are already being implemented across the country to ensure that we control the spread of the disease. There's also worries, of course, for many people who go to the retail sector. They see that the supply of eggs and the other products is being constrained, and they are worried about whether we'll run out of those supplies. And I can say that the government and the industry and the retailers are putting measures in place. For example, there are preparations for imports of fertilized eggs in order to rebuild the parent stock that is being lost. There are measures being put in place to import table eggs and powder and some liquid eggs. And of course, there are consideration on how to deal with the potential supply constraints on meat, which is why the DTIC and ITEC and the Department of Agriculture are currently looking at possible rebates for imports. So I would say over the foreseeable future, I don't necessarily see a situation where South Africa has a chickenless festival season. I think there's a number of interventions that are currently being put in place now to curb that spread, but the impact in the industry is there. And of course, we have to appreciate the fact that the South African poultry industry has had a very tough time for a longer period. We may remember that the first issue that has constrained or faced the industry was the fact that they had to deal with higher feed costs. And right after the feed cost, at the start of this year, we saw load shedding intensifying. So higher feed costs and the load shedding were already some of the factors that were putting a strain on the industry. And of course, then now this bird flu is really another nail onto the industry, which puts it in a very difficult position financially. And I think that the impact will be there. And this is an important thing then when you are thinking about the imports to balance the domestic supply that where we have a bit of fears about the constraint of the supplies, but at the same time making sure that the industry is cushioned. So I think that's going to be a very difficult policy position that will need to be reached in there, but that's something that is currently being assessed. But I would say so far they are concerned, but we shouldn't be worried and going on panic buying. There are various measures that are being put in place to ensure that the supply is eased. And at the same time, the industry does, to a certain extent, try to recover from some of these difficulties that it currently faces.